I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
New Jersey will now require people to wear masks inside and out. Let's first go to KYW's South Jersey Bureau Chief, David Madden.
Governor Phil Murphy made the announcement on MSNBC saying the action is necessary given the overall increase in viral spread across the country. That includes New Jersey, where the person-to-person infection rate has gone above one in recent days. The lone exception to the outdoor mandate is if you can keep 6 feet away from everyone else.
We believe the combination of social distancing, face covering, basic wash your hands with soap and water, and stay away from everybody if you don't feel well, and get tested. That's the combination of steps that we continue to need to take.
The governor concedes enforcement will be difficult, but local law enforcement has the option of writing a ticket for those who won't mask up. Much like the 2-week quarantine for out-of-state visitors from 19 states, including Delaware, Murphy hopes public pressure will get people to comply. In South Jersey, David Madden, KYW News Radio.